Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Nicole, who is that?
Dan and Shay.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good song,
man. I should probably go to bed.
It's good. And, dude, there's a run in the middle. I was like, wow, that was really good.
I was just laughing there at the end, too, as he's doing the high pitch sort of background vocals for himself, I guess. But you just got to laugh at the lyrics. And yet that's a serious note he's hitting. Good for him.
Yes, it is. That is funny.
I sort of had a Zappa flash, as you know how he would write the most ridiculous lyrics, but he'd have super great musicians singing those background things.
It's the funniest song you ever heard, but also, wow, the execution.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? As I was listening to that, I was like, well, it sounds like a country artist, right? So, because I didn't know it was Dan and Shay. I'm like, but it's kind of reminding me of Billy Mann. Of Queen with some of those background vocals. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is, and how funny. You probably.
Nice.
Damn, that is, wow.
I don't know if that's Dan or Shay, but go, kid.
Takes two of them, man. I know, that's good. Hey, guys, it's Monday. Hooray! 7:10 in the morning.
Hey.
Let me ask you a question. Did you have a good weekend, just overall?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you me know, too. It was super pleasant.
I had a lot of fun, actually. I had a good time. I'm sort of coming off a great weekend and feeling pretty good about this week.
There was something that you posted. Oh, it was the kids with push brooms.
You know what? So, of course, we hung with the kids all weekend. But
yes,
one of the
do.
Things in the backyard, they were playing in the sprinkler.
Yeah.
And I realized that, I got to sweep this mess up. So I went and got a broom. And sure enough, one of the kids goes, hey, can I help you? I go, absolutely. You take this broom and let me go get you another one. I get another one, hand the other one to the other kid. And next thing I know, they're both in their swimsuits sitting there sweeping up. I'm like, this is fantastic. I don't know why they thought that would seem fun. Like, playing the sprinklers or sweep, and they're sweeping. All right.
Whatever dad's doing is what it is.
I guess.
I want to do what you're doing, yeah.
Well, you know what I did? I grabbed a seat and took a picture of it and laughed. I was like, that's pretty easy.
Your wife put up a cute picture of you, too. You're just sitting there smiling. Something like Hubs has the best smile. I was like, look at that. They're all stuck in the house together. It was very cute.
Yeah, we were in the backyard. One. That all happened at the same time.
Well, the backyard is the place.
Uh-huh.
That is where it's all going down. Daddy summer camp.
Yeah.
All right, we're jumping into the trash here. It's brought to you by your car. If you're not leaving the house as much as you used to, remember, your car still needs some love, too. Take it out for a spin, roll those windows down, get yourself some fresh air. Take your car out for a spin. Go on a car date with your car. It's nice. You do need a reminder. My car has not, I mean, we drive it. I'm like, hey, take my car. Will you take my car?
I'm doing it weekly. I'm actually making a point to go out and drive it for at least 30 minutes.
I should set an alarm. I should do that. Right, because that's the thing. It's just sitting there. Like, last time I got my car, all four tires were flat. I'm like, oh, this is, well.
Oh, really?
It's been sitting there for, well, you know, not flat, but the alarm comes on and goes, hey, your tires, they're all like in the 20 PSI range.
No, my commuter car usually does 120 plus miles a day. And it's been doing, you know, I've been giving it the 30 minutes, but I'm assuming it likes the brake. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
If it has feelings, it probably does feel like, wow, this is, although it's a car, it's what it's meant to do, drive. It probably loved being the 120 mile a day car. I'm doing my job.
Right.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
All right, let's get to this. That sounded like
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounded like Kelly Clarkson.
Hey.
Just that yelling thing. Gentlemen!
All right, let's do
this. All right, we're going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres. So
I want to.
This is a story that, I mean, really since lockdown, there have been things swirling. But none of it was concrete enough, really, to... there are some concrete things. I'm not going to say there aren't. But it's just been sort of swirling, and there was just nothing that made me sort of grab onto it and go, all right, I guess I gotta break this open. So,
but I also wonder, before you get to the story, real quick, you also like her, don't you?
Oh, very much so.
So you're almost loath to believe the stories as they're coming out. I felt the same way as I'm reading them. I'm like, I don't want to believe that. I like her. I think she's a super talented lady, and I've enjoyed that she's having this late in life superstardom. I mean,
superstardom. She's rich beyond all get out. Mm-hmm. You know, and even as I read this, like the stuff that's specifically about Ellen is really very wah. The people are bummed that she's not friendlier to them when they come and be a guest on her show. Like, truly, that does seem to be the extent of it, that she doesn't come say hi before the show, or not to everyone anyway, and that they didn't feel like they were treated like the star that they are. That honestly, it's nitpicky. The stuff about the production staff and the sexual abuse stuff, or you know, the sort of hashtag Me Too stuff that's happened on the set and in the, that is far more disturbing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it bases around, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, you know, people are saying Ellen DeGeneres is mean. And some of it is, it's really kind of wah. But now two actual celebrities are corroborating this. Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond tweeted a link to Ellen's sort of apology for the timbre on her show, you know, just sort of the tone of the whole thing. And he said, sorry, but it comes from the top. No more than one who were treated horribly by her, common knowledge. And then Leah Thompson from Back to the Future and Caroline in the City, I think, wasn't that her? She said, true story, it is. So her producers say, you know, because there's rumors now that she's going to quit. She's like, I don't need this. And James Corden would take over for her. There's like, the rumor mill is just swirling. BuzzFeed said that they talked to several former Ellen employees who said executive producers engaged in rampant sexual misconduct and harassment. And frankly, that's where the real problem is here. Like, I'm sorry, but if someone doesn't meet your expectations, like I'm a huge Ellen fan. And if I went on Ellen's show, I would totally want to have a connection with her, and I'd want to, you know, be friends with Ellen and, you know, have this whole great experience. And if I didn't get that, that wouldn't be illegal. Or anything beyond like a bummer, really.
Right.
Like if she's a bad person. However, some of this stuff about her staff, because honestly, Nikki must have sent me 15 stories this morning just about like this, you know, Dutch YouTuber was bummed because she had to share a bathroom. She didn't get her own bathroom and Ellen didn't say hi to her. Like she's bitching about it hard. I'm like, well, was there a bathroom for you? And did you still get to go on the show and promote your thing? Like, I don't know. I guess because she shows as this, like, sort of kind, caring person who you think you have a connection with, it's hard for people when they don't get that. So the toxic workplace culture is really the thing that... And people are saying, look, that comes from the top down. And she says, no, I told everyone be nice.
And what are some examples, though, that they're saying these producers did? I read a story about her in Australia where the producers were, they made it impossible for these people to do this interview with Ellen that they were expecting to do. And then mm-hmm. they, the Today Show in Australia, made a point of going to her and doing everything they asked of her. And suddenly they don't feel like she gave them the time for all their effort. And I see that, but I thought, you're in the business. You should know better than to think that she's got time to waste. Like, she probably did their right. segment and was done and went, I gotta go. I got other things to do.
Went, did her thing. Right.
So I wasn't thinking that, but I don't know anything about these producers and their hashtag Me Too stuff. So what is that?
Well, there's one guy in particular, and I'm looking for his name here and I don't see it. Because honestly, this stuff is, it's very roundabout, just like toxic workplace culture. I guess they've let go the show's executive producer, Ed Glavin. But it's this other guy. His name is Kevin something. Nikki, can you see if you can find that? I have 12 stories here. So he has, apparently, I'm assuming a gay man because...
Is it Kevin T. Porter?
Thank you. That's the guy's name. He just made it a tough place to be a male intern. And so he was really the main focus of some of this stuff, that he was known to grab people by the stuff. He made a lot of sort of publicly made jokes. You know how when someone's making sort of sexual innuendo comments at you and you're in a group of 10 people and everyone's sort of laughing, oh, that's just Kevin being Kevin. But he would be, you know, are you a top or a bottom? And it's supposed to be funny, but you can tell it isn't. But you don't want to call them out because they've got all these people around them and mm-hmm. they're in a position of power. So it's a lot of stuff like that. Incidents of 36. So look, BuzzFeed News is reporting this particular section of this. They'd spoken with 36 former employees, many of whom corroborated incidents of sexual misconduct, harassment, and assault. They said sexual misconduct between executives and lower level employees, including requests for sex. Apparently, this Kevin guy would say, can I at least get a handy? Can you do this for me? There was some neck nuzzling and things of that nature. Which is, I'm not condoning in any way, shape, or form. That shouldn't be allowed, and that is toxic, and no one, you know, nobody should be subjected to that. So now they're saying, basically, at 62, she's considering stepping down from the show, which has run for 17 years. The truth is, says a source, she knew what was going on. It's her show. The buck stops with her. She can blame every executive under the sun, but Ellen is ultimately the one to blame. Another staffer says she's only addressing this now because the publicity is so bad for her and her BS brand of happiness and kindness. Whenever she'd tell viewers to choose kindness, I'd throw up in my mouth a little because she always chose the opposite. And they're just saying there. And then there's a black woman who's saying she experienced microaggressions, had been accused of walking around looking resentful and angry after requesting that the staff undertake diversity and inclusion training. So there are a number of allegations that are being made, enough that it's become kind of a story unto itself. But the stuff about her personally is really just that she's not as nice as you wish she was.
Well, I can see the frustration she must have, which is, you don't see Kevin T. Porter's name in the news as being the culprit. You see mm-hmm. Ellen's show is toxic. Yep. And while I do think that she could get that guy fired if she wanted, I don't know how that works in TV, how closely she's she is part of the production team or in charge of the production team. But I do know from a radio standpoint that you're highly dependent on your producer on a mm-hmm. daily basis, and to make a change involves, like, it have to happen in an off season if they have one, because right. And we just experienced something where, and not related to this at all, but you know, where that change is extremely disruptive mm-hmm. and really difficult to keep the train on the track, so to speak, when you're trying to make a change of that size. I can see where she feels like, this is not defending her, but it is.
No, sure.
I think she's feeling like the ratings are huge. The shows are going great. I don't want to make a change. And maybe I don't know if she's talked to this guy or maybe she doesn't feel like she can, but that would be the difficult thing. I could see where you feel like, oh, if I change it and it's not as good.
Right. So from her personal standpoint, you know, she's loath to make a change. But, you know, they're not wrong in saying that this was happening on her show. Her name is on it.
Right. No, and, I know that she's got to do it. She has to fire the guy if that's the deal.
Well, and it's just for it to have gone on for so long that it's like a total, you know, one of those Hollywood secrets that everyone knows, you know, the not so secret secrets, that it's, you know, to let it go on that long, that is on her. So just because she counts on this guy and he does a good job for her doesn't mean that she has to overlook. I'm sure there had to be.
I understand. And I just feel bad because I see her name's being dragged through the mud, and I guess that's something she ultimately has to deal with. But I do know what it's like to do a show on a different, you know, what?
Yes.
Not venue, but a format. And I do know that there's plenty of times when we've finished a segment, but there's a live spot to do and another segment right after that one. And as much as I'd like to make chat with the person who came by, the truth is you got to go. I got to do five more things before I'm done here. So we can meet after. But otherwise,
I could go home to my family. Like, I, you know, this is a job and I'm here and I'm doing my part and I'm going to all the meetings and taking all the calls and meeting with all the people that I have to meet with. And I'm sorry that I don't have time to, you know, ask about your mom.
So let me ask you this.
She's so mean.
Like, Letterman was known to not have talked to people, and they came on his show and they got the 3 or 5 minutes that they did on the show, and then they left and never really talked to him as a real person at all.
No.
They just did their segment.
They would say if you were staying over from one segment and it was carrying over to the next thing, they'd take the break and the band would start playing so loud that you couldn't talk.
Right.
And apparently he kept it so cold in the studio that everyone was just sitting there in the chair quaking.
Right. I don't know exactly how Johnny Carson was, but I wonder if some of this might have to do with her being female and catching crap because she's not flowery
and friendly
like that they want her to be. And really, she's doing nothing that any guy host hasn't done a million times, which is I'm doing a show. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, kiss your butt.
She should quit. She should just quit.
Right. They have all the money in the world, but maybe she doesn't want to quit. She likes working. I don't know. It's so anyway, look, that's as much as I can give you. And I've ignored the story because, yes, A, I am a fan of hers. And B, it just seemed like today was the first time I really read some of the specific details about the Me Too stuff. Backstage, you know, you'd hear like a rumor of toxic culture and then it would devolve into a story about how Ellen DeGeneres is mean. And so if anything new comes up on this, I'll let you know. And in the meantime, that's about as up to date as I can get you on the Ellen situation. I'm just about out of time. I did want to mention, I know you're enjoying watching baseball games. I just don't know how long this is going to last for.
It's not looking good.
No, there's, you know, it's a pandemic. And I guess the Dodgers bench coach, Bob Guerin, was there's a whole meme going around. He's in the dugout. He pulls his mask down, coughs hard, doesn't cover it, and then puts his mask back on. Like, dude, what are you doing? He may not have done it intentionally. Maybe he's not used to wearing a mask or doesn't know how they work. I'm not sure. But he's literally summing up the MLB season in one meme is what people are saying.
Well, I told you from some of the earlier games, and I haven't seen it happen since, they've gotten better. But the first two spring games that were televised between the Giants and the A's, whatever that was, a week before the season actually started, the guys were not wearing masks, spitting, all the things that were banned.
Right.
And you just realize, like, these are lifelong habits they've become used to. They're not going to break that easily. They're just not.
They're saying, too, that the non-bubble plan is failing. Week into the season, the Marlins were shut down after half the team tested positive. The Phillies stopped playing for testing and precautionary reasons. Then the teams that they were supposed to be playing have been sidelined as a result. Over the weekend, the Cardinals were shut down after several players tested positive. Unclear how big that outbreak will be. Some other players have quit the season. just opting out, saying one of the guys didn't show up. Jonas
Cespedes
of the Mets. He just didn't show up to the game, and they called him like, "Hey, where were you?" He goes, "No, oh, I'm going to opt out."
Yeah.
They're basically saying as of yesterday, 33 games have been postponed in a little more than a week. Like, that is no way to have this happen. Like, it just, they would never be able to get to a World Series. They'd never be able to whittle it down. They're talking about, like, if you can't make up all the missed games, then they'll just select playoff teams based on winning percentages, not their actual wins. Like,
well, I'm less concerned about the World Series and how it's viewed as I am about, first and foremost, that the players don't find themselves sick or that they've now can't see their families because they're sick or whatever. I can see that being a real problem, as this, while it's baseball and it's a dream come true for many of these people, it's also their job.
Yep.
And you're not supposed to be subject to danger in the workplace. That's something that we all are concerned about and on any level. So there's that, but there's, look, I like watching games. So on the other hand, can they keep games going in a way that it's for entertainment's sake without it being involved in this, will the World Series be tainted? Yeah, of course it's going to be tainted.
Yeah, the whole thing's tainted. This isn't a season. So,
you know, I don't know. I don't know what they'll end up doing. It doesn't look good. I know the bubbles that they have. I've watched NBA games, and I've watched NHL games over the weekend, and that's working. So that's going to be the way that any sport probably will have to function, and it's in a bubble. And that, it shows badly for the NFL, because the NFL, there's too many players, too much travel. There's no way to do a bubble.
Right.
So it's not looking good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was fun while it lasted, I guess. And it's still going on. So, you know, good luck to them. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Man grows wiener on arm.
Oh, well, that's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.